Federal Reserve officials wrap up a two-day meeting today, and many people are watching closely to see what their thinking will be on the economy, what actions they might take. To talk more about this, we turn to David Wessel. He's economics editor of The Wall Street Journal. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
Now, there seems to be a lot of reason for economic optimists to say the economy is recovering. Are they right?
It's really too soon to say for sure. We did a survey at the Wall Street Journal of 47 economists, and we found 27 of them told us this week that the recession has already ended, in their opinion, and another 11 say it'll end sometime in August. But that doesn't mean that prosperity has returned. Most forecasters are expecting such a slow recovery, so little growth, that unemployment will hang up there near 10% well into 2010. So I'd say things seem to be getting better, but they're very far from being good.
So, as we've seen over the last 2 years, the Fed does occasionally take dramatic, even creative steps to boost the economy. They don't just concentrate on interest rates. Do we expect anything to happen today?
Well, for now, the Fed seems to be done with its experimenting. They say that they'll keep interest rates very low, close to zero, for several more months. The question they have to answer at today's meeting is twofold. One, should they alter their plans to buy hundreds of billions of dollars in Treasury securities and mortgage-backed securities, their alternative to cutting rates, something they've done to put more credit into the economy during this crisis? Should they change those plans in light of the changing economic outlook? And secondly, what should they say about the economy? Because the words they use, the adverbs, will help markets figure out how soon the Fed thinks it has to begin to tighten credit and raise interest rates.
You seem to be saying that if the Federal Reserve should decide to tighten credit, should decide to raise interest rates, so that would be good news.
Well, it depends if they get it right. It would be good news if the economy is strong enough for the Fed to pull back its credit and the economy keeps growing. If the Fed is too optimistic, if they do this prematurely, they could choke off the recovery before it really gets going. Now, Ben Bernanke is a student of history. So is Christy Romer, the president's economic advisor. And both of them have written about how the Fed did just that in 1936 and 37 and choked off the nascent recovery and prolonged the depression. So they're very aware of the problem. The trouble is getting the timing right when we're in such uncharted waters is quite difficult.
If they were to go the other direction and be pessimistic and not do those things like raise interest rates or tighten credit.
If they leave too much credit in the economy for too long, if they keep interest rates too low too long, the likely result is inflation. And the trick there is to read the economy precisely right, or at least approximately right, so they know when the economy is healthy enough to raise rates. But it's also a political courage question, because to succeed in avoiding inflation, the Fed is going to have to tighten credit before Americans feel that the economy is back to normal. And that will be a political challenge to them. As we know, they're under a lot of attack already for secretiveness and for having too much power. So the question is whether they'll see the economy right and whether they'll have the guts to do the right thing.
Thanks very much, David.
You're welcome.
David Wessel is economics editor of The Wall Street Journal. He's also the author of a new book, In Fed We Trust, about the Federal Reserve's response to the financial crisis.